Okay, we're finished with the first of 33 chapters in the Confession of Faith. The first chapter is of the Holy Scripture, and here's how we got there. You recall, the Shorter Catechism and the Larger Catechism both begin with question one, what is the chief end of man? Man's chief end is to glorify God and enjoy Him forever. Question two of the Shorter Catechism is, what rule has God given to direct us how we may glorify and enjoy Him? And the answer, the Word of God, contained in the Scriptures of the Old and New Testaments, is the only rule to direct us how we may glorify and enjoy Him. Then in chapter 1 of the Confession, talks about the Word of God, the Scriptures. Now we come to question 3 of the Shorter Catechism and question 5 of the Larger Catechism. And they say, having found out about the Scriptures, why they appear to be the Word of God, and how we're to use them to learn and to judge controversies of doctrine, now question 5 of the Larger Catechism says, or asks, what do the Scriptures principally teach? Now that we've learned about the Scriptures, we say, what do they teach? The answer, the Scriptures principally teach what man is to believe concerning God and what duty requires of man. So let's break that up. The Scriptures principally teach what man is to believe concerning God and what duty God requires of man. Now, the rest of the catechism is going to be broken up into those two parts. We're going to learn what we are to believe concerning God and concerning what God has done for man. And then we're also going to learn what duty God requires of man. And that duty is going to be seen in the exposition of the Ten Commandments and our duty of prayer and the sacraments and so forth. So that's how the rest of the catechism is divided up. In proof of the claim that the Scriptures principally teach what man is to believe concerning God and what duty God requires of man, we're given 2 Timothy 1:13, hold fast the form of sound words which thou hast heard of me in faith and love, which is in Christ Jesus. It's worth noting that although the Confession is generally and rightfully known to be a God-centered confession and a God-centered catechism rather than a man-centered catechism, that the first chapter of the Confession, although the Scriptures teach us what we're to believe concerning God according to question 5 of the catechism, the first chapter is not about God. The first chapter is about the Scriptures, and that's because everything we know about God and everything that we need to know about God is in the Scriptures. And so the Scripture logically comes before the doctrine of God. But tomorrow we'll begin looking at chapter 2, which is on God, and we'll be learning about what we are to believe about God.